Beto O'Rourke is a fourth-generation Texan. Born and raised in El Paso, he's been everything from a small business owner, city council member, and even a member of Congress. As founder of Powered by People, he's helped register over 250,000 Texans since 2019. The Democratic National Committee is responsible for the content of this message. Doug Mastriano is the most extreme candidate running for governor in the country. Mastriano would ban abortion with no exceptions. He'd end no-excuse vote by mail and be a big part in the Republican push to rip away the freedoms we hold dear. This will be a close race. Vote for Josh Shapiro, Democratic nominee for governor of Pennsylvania.
There's one major prerequisite for every Republican candidate seeking Donald Trump's support. Accept Donald's dangerous lies as your own, or else. And if you're a Republican that wants to distance yourself from Trump, good luck.
What worries me about the midterms? First off, defending and expanding the Democratic Senate majority. That's my biggest worry. Right now, Republicans are making it pretty obvious they're coming after your right to vote, your right to marry the person you love. They took my right to choose, and now contraceptives are next. Basically, my right to live in a free and democratic society is at stake. If Republicans win in November, it'll all be on the line. That's what's got me worried.
Political campaigns can be nasty. All the mudslinging, attack ads, and baseless accusations against the other side are unfortunately commonplace. Ranked choice voting encourages candidates to build positive, issue-based campaigns rather than focusing on bringing down their opponent with dirty tricks. This is because with ranked choice voting, candidates also have to compete for second choice votes. Ranked choice voting keeps politicians talking about the issues, and that's good for America.